Well, the problem is that the budget they do have now is not balanced, and they were almost $1 billion out of balance. So my goal really would be to make sure that we agree that we're only going to spend the money that we have. I mean, it's like our households. When we do our household budgets, we look at what our income is, and we know then what our expenses are, and that's how we make budgets at home. The state over in Springfield, Mr. Madigan and the lobbyists and these career politicians, they start the other way around. They decide what they want to spend and then try to make a budget fit that, regardless of how much money they actually have. So before we can even do a budget, we have to agree on a very, very basic fact. And that fact is, how much money is the state going to have to spend? And that would be my first focus.
So, as you just mentioned, even with the recent income tax increase to 4.95%, the budget for the current fiscal year looks to be out of balance by about $1 billion. So do you support further revenue increases to bring the budget into balance?
Well, the first thing that I support is reining in spending. You know, Illinois has plenty of money. I mean, we take in billions and billions of dollars. The problem is that we have we spend too much.
Yeah. So where specifically would you make budget cuts?
Well, I would make budget cuts in places where it's not necessary. We are in a place where we have to take care of the basic needs of the state. We can't afford all of the frills, you know, these extra expenses.
So what are some examples?
Well, the first thing is in our public aid bill. You know, we have a match. The federal government will match our spending almost 50%. But there are rules on how that money can be spent. Unfortunately, the budget process has included a lot of programs that the federal government doesn't match. So we are now having to pick up 100% of that spending. And when we're spending money on things that's not required, then that's how the budget gets out of balance.
The two men who are at the center of that budget fight are Governor Bruce Rauner and House Speaker Michael Madigan. Do you support Rauner's bid for reelection?
Yes.
And what do you think he learned from the two-year budget impasse?
Well, I think what he's learned is that you have to be more thoughtful. I think that one of the mistakes that he made in the beginning was perhaps not being as respectful of Mr. Madigan in his position as the leader of the House of Representatives, and created a lot of acrimony. You know, it's the old saying, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. And I think he could have perhaps started his approach to the budget process in a little more conciliatory way.
I wanted to ask you about pensions. So according to the Illinois budget book for the current fiscal year, the state currently has $219 billion in public pension obligations, but only $85 billion in assets. How would you close this gap?
Well, that's a tough question. And it's been approached for the last 3 or 4 years. Our elected officials have tried to find different ways to approach that problem. And none of them have been successful. There's a couple of things that I would offer. First, I would take all new hires in state government, and I would put them in a defined contribution plan rather than the defined benefit plan that we currently offer. It's going to help down the road. It's not going to help in the immediate future. I would have an extension of that, in that I would offer any current employee the option, not mandatory, but an option to opt into such a plan.
So what state issues do you think are most important to your particular district, the 101st, and why?
Well, there are a couple of things that, you know, traveling around the district and talking to people and for the last year, that are very evident. Our roads aren't being properly cared for. And the other problem that people talk about is schools. Our schools aren't properly funded. Our state Constitution mandates that the state government pay a majority of the cost for education, and it's not being done. On a local level, I think the Muhammad Aquifer is a big issue. It is a major water supply for part of the 101st District, and there are contamination issues. There's issues about refilling, And will that be there to supply people? I think that's on the people's mind in the 101st and how we deal with the Mahomet Aquifer. And taxes. I hear people talk all the time about the cost of living in Illinois, the high property taxes, the high income taxes, the fees, the gas tax. When we take all of the taxes in Illinois and combine them, we are, I think, 47th or 48th out of 50 states for the highest tax states in the country. That's not good for the business climate. It's not good for the people that live here. And we're seeing our population shrink. We're watching people vote with their feet. They are leaving to go to Iowa and Indiana and Wisconsin and Kentucky. They're going to where jobs are, Missouri. They're going to where the business climate is better, where the property values are good, where the taxes are low. And we're not looking at that. For an example, if we would do a deep introspection and go, how do we make Illinois as good as the people, you know, the surrounding states? What are they doing that we're not doing? I think it would be a very helpful exercise. And we should be able to learn something. You know, it's not like these other states don't have roads. They don't have bridges. They don't have sites. They have all of these things. They have good schools. They have public universities. Illinois is one of the worst-run states in the country. And it's because the Chicago Democrats, the Springfield Democrats, Mike Madigan and his cronies in Springfield have run this state into the ground for their own benefit. That needs to stop.